today's brief episode of The Breakaway presented by Los Rios Community College District. President GM Todd Donovan discusses the signing of Davion Kimbrough, the 13-year-old who made news across the country and across the region a couple days ago. So excited to talk to him about that. We actually did it the same day as the signing. Was hoping to get it out quickly, but it is out now today. So thank you. I hope you guys enjoy it. That's all coming up on today's episode. Sacramento Republic FC fans, UC Davis Health is here to keep you in the game so you can score a healthier future. From adult and pediatric care to sports medicine and orthopedics, their providers focus on achieving better health for the very young to the young at heart. Find a doctor you connect with at any of their 17 primary care clinics throughout the region, including Davis, Sacramento, Folsom, Roseville, Rockland, and more. Learn how they can support you at choosehealth.ucdavis.edu. At Elk Grove Charter School, our students chase their dreams. Students advance at their own pace. EGCS offers flexible schedules, small class sizes, and accelerated learning in a fully accredited learning environment. We help students balance their academic goals while pursuing their passions in club sports, performing arts, entrepreneurship, and much more. Elk Grove Charter School is now enrolling. Learn more by going to egcs.egusd.net or give us a call at 916-714-1653. We're confident our students will astound you. All right, big news today on the podcast is what we do here on the podcast. We talk about big news. Republic FC general manager and president Todd Donovan joining us. Good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Of course, anytime.
I mean, crazy news today. Awesome news, exciting news, and so many different things. You guys announced that you signed Davion Kimbrough to a first-team contract, another academy signing, 13 years old, homegrown from this area, and it's just a huge day for the club.
Yeah, we're so excited. I mean, across the board, right? This is why we have an academy, to sign players like Davion. And he has impressed us from the first minute he joined our club, has made a splash, and it was very clear to us that this is somebody who we need to invest in long term, and that's exactly what we've done.
And what was it about that you, I mean, he's played up his whole life. Now he's going to be playing up even more. He may not be a guy who's going to jump into the starting 11 probably right away, but now getting these reps with the first team, it's going to be huge for the growth of his career, right?
Yeah, we're going to be patient. I mean, this is not something, I think everyone's reaction when they hear that we're signing a 13-year-old is, whoa, that's early.
Right.
I mean, frankly, this is a long-term project for us, and this is, you know, it'll be great when he makes an impact on that field. We don't know when that will be. But to your point, we are going to develop him. We're going to give him reps with the first team. We're going to have him training alongside Rodrigo Lopez, alongside Russell Cicerone. He's going to be learning from, established players in our league and established veterans, and that's going to just help his development. And I think for us, we are going to take the long-term approach. We're going to make sure that his development is done in a way that he's ready when he steps on the field, and we'll set him up for success. I think that all of those things, we want to give him that pathway and really show him a roadmap to, you know, making a big impact.
And from what I've heard, he's gotten so much attention just playing in some of these academy games, getting reached out from multiple MLS clubs, some clubs in Europe as well. The fact that he chose Sacramento to stay here and to sign with his hometown club has to mean a lot for you and for, you know, the first team coaching staff and the academy staff as well.
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, we couldn't be more thrilled that he chose Sacramento because he had no shortage of options. And I think for him, two big things stood out. I think one was family. And, you know, again, he's 13 years old. He needs to have, his family nearby, childhood, and really be able to live his life. He's not just going to be a soccer player. He's still a kid. He's still a human being. He's still somebody who is going to grow and mature. So it was really important, and it makes a ton of sense for him to stay at home rather than being shipped off and going somewhere else. So I think that was one. And two is legacy, you know, having ultimately a legacy that he leaves here in Sacramento. And whatever that pathway, whatever that legacy is, I think the idea is that it's going to be players from our community can do massive things, and they can succeed and play in front of their hometown crowd, in front of, you know, 11,000 people in the stands, in front of their family, and really show that pathway for the other players coming through. That's something that we offer that's unique in our area, is, you know, being the only professional soccer club in the Sacramento region. This is the Mecca, and we're so excited to have Davion kind of, you know, chart that path.
Well, he's 13 years old, 5'11", so taller than me, taller than Jack Gurr, taller than quite a few of the guys on the team. But what was it about that you saw him play that really stood out to you and the coaching staff?
He's electric. So he's got a rare blend of talent, but he has the physical attributes. And you look at him, you watch training, and you do not think, oh, that's the young one. He stands out, and he doesn't stand out. Sorry, he's a guy that has already adapted in the few sessions that he's had with our first team. He's already adapted and gotten better. He has to think quicker. The physical, funny enough, is going to be less of an issue than the mental side, and playing at a higher speed, playing at a higher rate. But he's shown that adaptability. You talked about him playing up his whole life. He's done that. And when you go up levels, it's not just the physical. It's probably more the speed of play and thinking faster. And that's what he's going to have to adapt to. And we're gonna set him up for that.
Dug deep on some Todd Dunham research for this question. You were there, or I don't know if you're on the field. I didn't dig deep enough for this question, that part. But you were at least there when Freddie Adu made his debut. Were you playing at that time?
Yeah. So I was on the bench for that game.
Okay.
We were in D.C. It was his first game out, and it was D.C. San Jose Earthquakes were coming off MLS Cup, the season before. So it was first game out for us. Went to D.C., which had a huge crowd at RFK, and it was a massive day because Freddie Adu made his debut. He came on. I don't know if he played the last 15, 20 minutes. But I remember one, instance he was running at Jeff Agus who stuck him right on top of the box, and it was a big moment,
of course.
It was exciting, and it just got the whole crowd. I mean, he anywhere he went, he was the attraction. Not at all comparing him to Lionel Messi, but he was a massive draw, not just in D.C., but across the league, and really made a huge splash.
Well, it's kind of full circle for you a little bit, right? You were involved in that first, in that debut, involved now in the signing, heavily involved in the signing. But I want to ask specifically, so in two academy seasons, 61 goals. Oh, my. Got to love that as a left back, though, right?
That's a lot. Yep, that's a lot.
But what is it from the forward perspective that you've seen? That you're just like, you talked about how electric he was, but you said he's been playing up. What kind of skills are you looking? That's why you mentioned him playing with Roa, with Cicerone, so he can learn some of those things. But who do you – what guys do you think are going to be able to help him take his game to the next level on the first team?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to absorb from a lot of our attacking players. Sebastian being another number nine who can hold up the ball, his hold-up play, he can learn from that. Russell, just his all-around game, his ability in front of goal to be aggressive and to get in the box, he can learn from that. Rodrigo Lopez, his creativity, his attacking prowess to be able to make plays, he can learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
So you really look at our roster, a guy like Rafa Jauregui, who he plays with every day, who's been on this journey as well.
Sure.
He was signed when he was 15. So to be able to see somebody like Rafa, to lean on him, hey, what was your experience like? What do you, and he's going to be able to look up to him in a big way.
And then, lastly, before we let you go, so Davian it's such an impressive resume if you just look at some of the statistics, but he's been training with the first team here and there. When he's been in training, what have you seen from him that has stood out and be like, man, this guy, as you mentioned, he doesn't look out of place?
Yeah, I mean, he does so many things, and big credit to Eder Quintanilla, who's at those sessions, at the first team sessions. He's our academy director, and also comes out to the first team to make sure that our players who are getting that opportunity with the first team, have somebody to lean on, have somebody that are kind of looking out for them, and he does a great job of that. So it's great that we have that support. And Davion, really from day one, he has gotten in the small-sided games and it has fit in very well. The speed of play is something that you have to adjust to, being in a pro environment versus playing in U13s, U14s. I mean, that jump is astronomical. So I think we're patient at this point. We know that this is going to be a multi-year journey, and we can't wait for that because that's what our club is about. That's why we have an academy. We're going to set Davion up with a roadmap for success, and we've got a plan, and we're gonna execute. So we're really excited. He's somebody that I think everybody is going to look back at this as a massive moment for our club, and even for the league, for USL as a whole.
Lastly, before we let you go, how proud are you of this team battling through injuries these last month or so? Now on a 3-game winning streak, playing really, really well. You've seen the rotation guys step up in big moments. this is what you guys, I feel like, have talked about, right? Having depth. And it seems like, you know, even though there's still a lot of injuries currently, and there seems like they're guys are slowly coming back. We saw Damia come back last weekend. The guys are just playing so well. You and Coach Briggs have to be so pleased with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a really important stretch here. I mean, these three games, three wins in a row, absolutely massive. Coming off of a stretch where I think we had eight games and maybe only one win in that time. I think the strength of the league showed through during that, and actually somehow we stayed in first place,
right,
despite that kind of dip in form. It's a really hard league. Every game can go, you know, anyone can beat anyone on any given day, and I think that's been shown. But I think our guys, the way they've responded, getting two road wins in a row, getting three victories like this in this busy stretch where we're five weekends, every weekend we're on the road, you know, through July and August, it's a pretty tough stretch. Guys are stepping up to that challenge, and our depth is something that we feel is the strength of this team. You know, we have guys across the roster that can step in and contribute, and you know, make it so that it's a little bit seamless from hard to tell who's at the top,
right,
who's at the bottom. We don't really have that. We have some guys that have been all league caliber performances this year, but we also have guys that can fill in and, you know, step right in. I mean, Nick Ross is a great example. He didn't play a lot in the first stretch of the season, but injuries came up and he was asked to actually play in a, you know, different position, and was an absolute beast, you know, for us, and did incredible, and you couldn't take him off the field.
Mm-hmm.
He got an injury that he picked up, but other than that, I mean, he has been rock solid. So you look at somebody like a Nick Ross, who wasn't playing at the beginning part of the year, scored a massive goal in Open Cup for us, a game winner,
yeah,
scored another game winner, you know, and had a massive impact for us this season.
Right. And there's multiple guys who've done just that as well, not just Nick Ross. But all right, we'll let you go. We want to do it really quickly for you. But thank you for joining us, and congrats again on the sign. This is awesome. Very exciting for the future of the Republic.
Thank you. Thanks, Connor.
Thanks to Todd Donovan for taking the time. Big news, and glad to talk to him about it for 12 to 14 minutes. A couple questions I was able to sneak in there too about the team. So glad we were able to talk about all of that. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you missed the episode with Zico Lewis, I recommend checking it out. That was released on, I think, Monday. So go check that out. Very, very fun interview with him. Longer interview. And some fun at the end as well. So we thank you for your support of this podcast. Please rate, review, subscribe, or follow. And as always, go Republic!